New England's largest outdoor sculpture park is tucked away in the woods of the town of Lincoln, not far from Walden Pond. Hulking pieces of contemporary art occupy 35 acres on the grounds of the De Cordova Museum, which opened in 1950. But this summer, that is changing, with the installation of major new sculptures and a new name for the museum. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
The first new sculpture greets you as you enter the manicured park. It's an 18-foot-high, bright red flat man, or half a flat man. His torso rises out of the lush green grass. Senior curator Nick Capasso says Boston artist Douglas Kornfeld's eye-popping piece is ushering in a new era at the De Cordova.
We changed the name of the institution from the De Cordova Museum and Sculpture Park to the De Cordova Sculpture Park and Museum, literally putting first things first.
To that end, he says, the Contemporary Art Museum is upgrading its outdoor collection.
We've taken away several pieces this summer that had been here for a long time, and we're putting in, as we speak, three major installations.
Including a concrete block structure by conceptual artist Saul LeWitt. LeWitt passed away in 2007, but his longtime assistant Jeremy Zeman is here, overseeing construction of what looks like a monolith.
It's a beautiful setting for this kind of piece. For the first couple of days, people thought it's just some form for maybe putting another sculpture on. Now that it's rising up, it's starting to look like something different.
Giving visitors the chance to see sculptures in progress is part of the museum's new game plan, according to senior curator Capasso.
We want to have a lot of activity in the park. We want to have artists here on an almost ongoing basis, building things, using the park for various projects.
Hidden parts of the park included. Capasso takes me on a tour.
We're currently walking through what we call the South Field, and at the end of this field, familiar to many of our visitors, are the two big black hearts by artist Jim Dine. And there's a screen of woods behind the hearts. And we've never placed anything in the woods, and visitors rarely go there, but now we're creating a giant installation just past the hearts and into the woods.
At the end of a muddy path in an antique barn foundation lies an installation that's 7 feet high, 31 feet long, and 11 feet deep.
People need the 8 penny nails to just tack things in. They can just use those. That's fine.
That's New York artist Steven Siegel working with an army of volunteers, including art students from high schools in Waltham, Ashburnham, and Westminster. They're building a wooden structure that's flanked by piles of newspapers, thousands of them, donated by the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
This was designed to have about 25 cubic yards of paper, which is probably 10 to 12 tons.
When it's done, Siegel will cover the massive object with soil and plants from the surrounding woods. Ultimately, it will decompose over about 5 years, changing daily with the weather. Siegel's green installations are all over the world, and he says the De Cordova is prime real estate for environmental art.
A lot of museums that have substantial natural acreage are moving a little bit more in this direction, so that instead of rotating, you know, steelwork in and out every couple of years, they will build something that's biodegradable or that's going to break down over time, and then they'll replace it with another one. So they're in a very good place.
Dennis Coyce hopes so. He took over as the museum's director last summer and says it's essential for the De Cordova to emphasize its natural resources. The institution recently started an endowment earmarked for the sculptures after receiving $1 million from the Lexington-based Parker Family Foundation. Even with that money, Coyce says focusing on large format sculpture and particularly outdoor work is an expensive undertaking, especially in the middle of a recession.
It costs a lot to ship. It costs a lot to make, it costs a lot to borrow it, to get it here, to install it. It's extremely complex work. And so there's no question the economy is making life tough. But this is about thinking where we want to be as a museum in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, and starting down that road.
Right now, outdoor art is booming in the U.S., but the De Cordova has long been recognized for its extensive collection. There are more than 80 sculptures here. You can see a giant head carved in stone, sharks suspended from tree branches, and a musical instrument made of metal tubes that just begs to be played by little hands. Local toddlers swarm around the sculpture. Their moms, Maureen Kelleher and Aaron Edwards, watch from a picnic blanket nearby. They admit they came here expecting gardens filled with Greek sculptures.
I grew up in Waltham and I hadn't been here before. It's fairly embarrassing.
It's gorgeous.
It's so close. And so much land.
Land that kids can run around in, making it a unique place to experience art. These nine-year-olds agree. Grace Kupka and Casey Chertavian are in the museum's summer camp program.
You can go inside the sculptures, you can go through the sculptures. Like
that one over there is like two forts.
Yeah, I personally love the Big Red Man. Well, yeah. That's what I think it is. And it's just something that kind of makes this museum look like, wow, this seems like a pretty cool place.
The sculpture park is what we have that nobody else around here has.
Senior curator Nick Capasso.
Malcolm Rogers, the director of the MFA, bless his heart, can raise $500 million, but he's not going to have 35 acres outdoors. The ICA can build a cutting-edge, fabulous building on the Boston waterfront, but they're not going to have 35 acres outdoors. That's what we have.
And that, Capasso says, is what the De Cordova Sculpture Park and Museum aims to capitalize on in an increasingly competitive museum landscape. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Thank you.